will likely be waiting to take us away in style. Hearses are all about luxury, because luxury says dignity and respect. From the plush, custom interior to the stretched and streamlined design, it's nothing but the best for our dearly departed. It's the final journey, and the vehicle is custom-made for the occasion. They start with a Cadillac chassis. It's been built without rear doors, rear windows, back seats, trunk, or rear bumper. They park in a master framer jig and immediately slice it in two using a reciprocating saw that cuts through metal like butter. The jig allows the two halves to be pulled apart, so there's just under 79 centimeters between them. Then, they weld frame rails to join the two halves. They encase each new frame rail with a support piece. The framework for a hearse has to be extremely solid because it will carry heavy loads for many years. The base Cadillac also has more structural reinforcements than a regular vehicle, like stronger wheels and suspension. They hoist the steel rear cage and roof frame onto the car, and they build up the roof with steel rails. The framework for the casket loading door goes on next. Once the rear cage and chassis extensions are in position, they mount the panels, which are made of a blend of fiberglass and space-age materials. Adhesive seals the panels to the steel skeleton. And they secure all the panels in place with screws. This is a made-to-measure job. The panels precisely fit to the welded cage. Meanwhile, over in the press room, they roll a non-stick coating onto a die, then place a sheet of steel over it. They also give the steel a coat of the non-stick agent. An 850-ton press then pushes the steel into the die to shape the door of the funeral coach. The non-stick coating allows them to remove the door easily without damaging it. They attach the door to the back of the hearse using super strong hinges because they'll have to stand up to a lot of wear. This door is high and wide and opens 135 degrees to allow for easy loading of the casket. After smoothing out the seams in the body and giving it a high-gloss paint job, they cover the roof with a foam pad. They place vinyl material over it and pull it snugly around the corners. They line the deck of the hearse with a heavy-duty laminate. Next, they put up the headliner, the fabric that covers the ceiling of the hearse. They mount the hardware that will allow the casket to easily roll in and out of the coach. Finally, the custom-built sign. From the lustrous paint job to the lush curtained interior, the funeral coach has an ethereal look. Appropriate, since it's designed to make an exit that's out of this world.